So for our next segment, we wanted to invite a longtime friend of the station, a local musician who has been a central figure in the local music scene here. That's Rents Liam, a.k.a. Dear Rabbit. And he just released a new album called They're Not Like You, or it's actually just about to come out. And he's got a CD release show coming up for that this month. And so, Vicky, what do you think of this new album?
I am a big fan of this new record. I've had it here at the station for a few weeks, listening to everything on it. It's a very varied record. You know, this record was a real collaborative process, too, working with friends and musicians, including Alex Koshak and Adam Hawkins. And you can really hear and appreciate that collaboration. It's a feast for the ears.
All right, well, let's take a listen to that. This is Vicky Gregor speaking with Rents Liam, also known as Dear Rabbit.
Like the man you miss was your dad. He was your dad. He worked so hard for us in our lands, all our lands I have.
Rents, thank you so much for hanging out today.
Well, thank you for having me come in.
Oh, yeah, it's a pleasure. And what I want to talk to you about is I want to get right to it. I want to talk about this new record that you've made, They're Not Like You, and just talk a little bit about some of the sounds and some of the songs that are on this record, which, by the way, is incredibly good.
Thank you. I'm super pumped on it, and I don't know where to start because it's kind of half and half, but there are a lot of songs that I wrote just while I was living on the road, and I would just have ideas, and I'd just sing them into my cell phone, and then when I get back home, I'd have to figure it out on guitar or whatever and all that, and then I bring it to the studio and say, all right, I don't even know what you guys want to do with these songs. Here are these songs I wrote, and then it came out. I didn't even know what to expect, but I love how it came out.
Yeah. So when you brought this back to the studio, so this was pretty collaborative. You worked closely with some other people then to develop the songs.
Oh, I mean, I wrote the songs all the way through, and then just like, hey, all right, you know, I first kind of showed some of the songs to Alex, and then every now and then Adam would come in on a part and he'd play a guitar or a bass line, and so yeah, it was collaborative as far as everybody just coming in and bringing in something to
the table. Natural. And it's organic in a way. You know, I think about some of your other records and using the word organic, that's what was in my head when I was thinking about this. The way the instrumentation came together, there was something very organic, and there is an energy to this record that really, really, I was dancing in the office.
Oh,
let me just say
you.
That. And I'll tell you the one, Naturally You. That was the song I went to immediately.
I laugh at wolves. They got a bin for things like that. Spray cans and plastic rings, but you.
And what I love about that song is, you know, I'm a New Yorker, and it made me think of, like, all those really cool Modern Lover, Ramon, Lou Reed, Patti Smith, kind of like that New York energy that was from the 70s. I really felt that listening to specifically Naturally You and really partial to I Wrecked a Bus.
Nice.
Is that just something influenced by? I know you listen to a lot of different kinds of music yourself. I mean, is it just like a sponge effect, you know, where you mix you with stuff that you loved and here comes the new baby?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was very naturally.
Naturally You.
It started out a little different, you know, on the song Naturally, I was playing guitar and we completely deleted the guitar track, and Alex jumped on the piano and did something, and then he started playing the bass, and like, all right, let's do that, and then let's rock that.
Yeah, the joy comes out. I mean, your voice is joyful on
song.
What about you? What are you partial to? I know it's hard to ask, you know, what's your favorite child?
What's my favorite?
Yeah, but when you're listening to this over and over again, do certain songs jump out at you where you're like, oh yeah, I remember writing that?
Yeah, it's weird. I've been listening to this record a lot. It's incredible how much I can listen to this record, and it's one of me excited. I'm not able to listen to it without getting tired of it, but yeah, Like a Child's one that definitely sticks out.
I get so lonely here, so sometimes. Friends are great, but I'm so strange inside.
You know, we've been having band rehearsal for the upcoming release show, and that's the one song where it's like, all right, let's put that song in. Like, and I like the Don't Let South Coast Spiders Eat You a lot. Oh. The way
that's a Dear Rabbit title, if there ever was one.
Chicago to New York so far. Tuck those dreams into my car. With you, my trumpet and guitar.
You know, you've been spending a lot of time on the road. I wanted to ask you about that, too. I mean, you're busy and bopping all over the place. What's that experience like? You're on the move, like, all the time now, right?
Yeah, except for this year. But I'm loving the road life. And going back to the record, it contributes a lot to writing this record. About half of it, you know. There's half that I write at home and half I write on the road. And then just figure it out and put it together and... Some of our notes, like I wrecked a bus, or various notes I wrote while sleeping on somebody's couch.
Thinking about too many things at once. Not enough time for a new song.
But really, you know, having that moment influencing you as you're writing, and really what it's like to travel all the time, can you come back into whatever you define as your regular life? Do you have a hard time making that adjustment, or do you like the frenzy of all that?
I like it. It's weird how I come back, and you would think I'll be exhausted, but I'll come back and I'll get back in town from tour around 11 o'clock midnight, and I'm just pumped. So I go to the bar so I can run into my friends and stuff.
Okay, how do you stay awake on the road, can you say? Lots of coffee. You're drinking radio coffee now. Now this is going to propel you. So,
yeah.
So there's one thing. Back to the traveling piece, the way that you even have to set up your own tours and stuff, right? Setting up your city,
yeah.
Setting up distances, making sure that when you finally roll into town, you're not zapped and want to just go lay down instead of doing one of your... you know, really amazing shows. Did that just come with practice of being on the road a lot?
What are the key ingredients? So coffee, oregano oil, and garlic are my new things lately. But yeah. And then I roll into town, go to the coffee shop, work on booking more and more shows on my laptop, and then go to the next show, and then everybody wants to keep me up until 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I have to drive 6 hours next day to another town. And then I don't even know how I have time to book more tours.
Yeah, you are, your energy is boundless, and I'm so glad for it, because I love the idea of this coast to coast, this nation, loving Dear Rabbit and knowing who you are, even though we get to claim you as ours.
Oh, I love this home, and that's part of the excitement, is bringing these friends of mine that tour and bringing them back here to play shows, and that's been happening a lot, and that's been... part of what, you know, bringing this community, and then they come back and say that Colorado Springs is one of their favorite towns too.
Oh, nice to hear that. Yeah, very good to hear that. Well, Rents, Dear Rabbit, thank you so much for your music all these years and all the joy that we've received from that, and I really appreciate you hanging out this afternoon with me.
Thank you for having me here. It's great to be here.
A pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Such a jam when you love me. We'll find a way to make it. We'll find a way to.
That was Vicky Gregor speaking with Rents Liam of the band Dear Rabbit. His new album, They're Not Like You, is coming out very soon. And you can pick up a copy of that album at his CD release show, which is coming up on Wednesday, July 20th. You're listening to Air Check from KRCC. Stay with us.